what, a honeymoon's over, guys? It's football time. You know, I'm excited. The players seem excited this morning with a good turnout, and it's time to go to work. Questions?
What was the address to the team? I know this isn't training camp, but what was the address as you had them all in front of you?
Well, you know, it was a friendly reminder of how much time we have to get ready. You know, it's not much time. It's, you know, for us, it's 38 days, you know, to get ready for it, the fall season. So it's not much time. It's no time to waste. That was the overall message.
Fans, if you were still a defensive coordinator, how would you game plan for this Broncos offense the way it is currently constructed today?
That's a good question. I would definitely take away the two receivers. That would be my, you know, first priority. If the running game was obviously intact, that would be tough to do, you know, loading the box with enough guys to stop the running game and have enough coverage for those two receivers. So, again, running the football is the ultimate way of putting the defense at risk. Okay, if the running game's intact with those two receivers, it's almost impossible to stop the offense.
Is the defense at risk right now with the way this running game is constructed?
Our defense?
No.
I'm sorry.
Is the defense at risk with the way this offense is constructed running?
I would say what we saw last season, absolutely. You know, but it's a new season. That's last year.
What are you anticipating with Trevor as far as how much he's able to do here the first couple weeks?
Trevor's full go, guys. He's been cleared to you know, be a full participant in the off-season program. So he's full go. He's ready to go. No issues.
What about CJ? Do you have any concerns with his conditioning level after, you know, missing all this time from the
right season? Well, it's the off-season. I have no concerns. You know, phase one is designed to get the players in football condition. So I have no concerns with CJ as far as getting in shape. The first game's not until the fall. So we've got plenty of time to get him in shape. Obviously, with CJ, we're going to take it slow, you know, make sure he's really ready to go for OTAs. That's the most important date for CJ. That's when the full practice starts, OTAs.
What did you see from Paxton? I mean, I know because he got here a couple weeks to get acclimated. Sure. What have you seen being around him a little more? Where does he stand as he's going to enter this open competition now?
He's been fine. I mean, he's been around, you know, the last couple weeks. He's been engaged. You know, he's excited to be here. You know, he's got a big smile on his face, so that's important.
Is it an open competition, or does Trevor, you know, as he's returning as a starter, is it his job?
Right. It is open, guys. It's
50-50.
An open 50-50. It's an open competition. You know, we've got these two young guys that, you know, that's got bright futures, you know, and it's open. It's going to go down to the wire, I hope. You know, right now it's a new system that's going in, you know, into place here with Mike McCoy, so it's a fair, open competition, and the best guy's going to play.
I think it was back at the combine, you said that the, kind of the challenge that Mike McCoy is having right now is that you have two quarterbacks with such different skills.
Sure.
How has that process gone with creating an offense, and how do you balance now that you guys are here, two guys who are so different?
I think the structure of your offense won't change. You know, that would come into play more, I would think, when the game planning stuff starts in the fall. But right now, the overall structure won't change, whether it's Trevor or Paxton playing the quarterback position for us right now. It's Mike's basic offense, basic route tree, basic run game that's going in, so that won't change until the fall. I didn't take a role, but it was a good turnout.
What do you, in your first exposure, what do you really want to come away with in terms of your own understanding of what you're dealing with? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Film, et cetera. Give me a sense for that.
Well, that takes time. You know, I've met probably half the team, you know, until today. It takes time to kind of see what you're working with here. Obviously, the film in the past, you know, discussion about players, that kind of helps you. But as far as knowing what we got to work with here, that takes time. You know, that's going to take the entire offseason to kind of figure out. So I'm looking forward to it, though.
Do you feel like you have to add more juice to that running back room?
I think overall to our offense in general, to add more juice there, whether it's a receiver or a running back. You know, every good offense needs a guy who can take the ball from the LOS and go the distance with it. That's important to have, you know, that aspect of an offense. So running back, receiver, you know, I mean, wherever it comes from, but definitely having more juice on offense, it's a must in my opinion.
Do you believe your starting left tackle is currently on your roster?
Hard to say. You know, we don't play for a while. Now, if we play tomorrow, absolutely. You know, we don't play for a while. I don't know.
Who that would be yet?
No. You know, we've got four or five candidates that's going to compete for the job. I don't know who would be right now. But we don't play until the fall, so that's a good thing, right?
There you go. You've got some big, strong personalities on the defensive side. Yeah. The offensive side is a little bit more. We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
What are the characteristics, the personality traits that you look for in a couple guys that, do you want to be leaders?
You want guys that are, tough and fully engaged, and, love to win. Defensively, that secondary, right? All four guys are always fully engaged, very competitive, tough guys. And that's what you want on offense. You want guys who hate to lose, every day come to work to win. That's important. So from that perspective, offensively, we've got some guys who can fit that role, but I want more.
You talked about Demaryius wanting to be dominant a couple weeks ago back at the owners' meeting. So
right.
In terms of wanting more juice from the offense, can some of that come from using Demaryius differently, using Emmanuel differently as well?
Absolutely. We've got those two guys and probably two or three more guys we can use differently to create more juice. When I say more juice, sometimes it's not necessarily, a player playing better. It's a type of player, I'm referring to.
Other guys like that in the draft?
Absolutely. From the first round to the fifth or sixth round. So, that's not by accident. You find guys like that. It's by purpose. So you have to have a idea what it looks like and go find those guys. Because they won't fall to you. You got to go find those guys and draft them.
I think you also mentioned earlier that you guys might look at drafting a quarterback later in the draft.
Possible.
How has, when a guy like Dak Prescott he went to the fourth round, everybody missed
sure.
last year. How does, when a guy has success like that, how does that change the scouting, looking at quarterbacks now?
Right. I wouldn't say everyone missed on him. He went to a good football team. He went to the perfect team for a young quarterback, right, with a big-time running back with a experienced dominant O-line, So it wasn't a miss on Dak, but he went to the perfect football team, So that plays a role with quarterbacks. Most of those guys get drafted really early, to I wouldn't say bad, but, average to bad football teams. That's the issue with young quarterbacks. When they go to teams that are more established and teams block and, block and play defense better around them, they play better. So Dak is an example of going to the right football team.
Coach, how's Matt Paradis?
He's fine. He's still rehabbing. Our goal for Matt's going to be, July 1st, kind of
date. Is there an offensive tackle in this draft that you believe could start day one? And if so, who would that be?
Well, I'm not going to share that with you, but I think it's it's a couple guys that we've been studying, that can help us.
But they could start day one.
Absolutely, I won't tell you who they are.
Vance, you mentioned that Paxton was excited to be here. What can he do to show you guys out on the field to make everyone in this building excited about his future?
Well, Paxton's obviously a first round pick for a reason. I mean, he's a big guy with a big arm. He's very athletic. I think playing that position is about decision making, and if he does those things better, he have a chance to compete to be our starting quarterback.
The tight ends, how confident do you feel in the group as is, and what do you want to see
going? Well, we've got a bunch of prospects there. It's a group that's filled with different types of players. It's a good group. Obviously with a different system, hopefully some of those guys kind of rise to the top, but we've got plenty of options there.
As you get started today, do you feel like there's more that you know or more that you don't know about your football team?
I think it's more of what I know. I mean, it's every game's available, every report from their draft class is available. So if you work at it and study it, it's all there. So it won't be any surprises.
Coach,
Time for a few more for the coach.
How have you divided your attention in terms of like getting to know your own personnel versus getting ready for the draft? Like, how have you used this time so far?
Well, as far as our personnel, that's been done and over for about a month now. You know, I mean, this month's been more about the draft. You know, and it takes time. It's a stage of information gathering, so it takes time. You know, and especially the offense takes a lot of time. But it's our draft prep right now. You know, our players that's been done in over about a month now.
What are you taking from getting out there in the community, getting the Nuggets game, Rockets game recently?
It's been fun. You know, it's a great sports city. You know, and the city's grown since I've lived here before. I mean, it's a big city now. The traffic, I mean, right? It's heavy traffic, but it's great to get out there. You know, see the Rockies opening day, and I went to the game last night. You know, amazing game. You know, Nuggets didn't pull it off, but it was a great game.
They say when you're a head coach that like five things come up a day, maybe you didn't expect.
Right.
And you had told us at the owners' meeting that you were kind of surprised at all the things. Are you getting more comfortable in that role of what comes across your desk, and how do you handle that?
No. I'm kidding. No, it's okay. I mean, you know, it's part of the job. You know, I kind of embrace that part of the job. It's just part of the job, and you know, whatever happens each day, we're gonna fix it and move on to the next day. But the pile never goes away. You know, it's always a big pile of stuff to do, so it never goes away. So, you know, don't even try to make it go away. Just kind of work with it every day, and next day work with it again, and hopefully at the end of the year, it's smaller.
Less.
The way John operated in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to get bigger on both lines.
Absolutely.
Do you also want to get meaner?
Meaner? I guess, yeah. Yeah, tougher, yeah, meaner up front. That's something said about that, because those teams do win. You know, big and tough works up front. You know, Pecco is a guy that's obviously big and consistent, and he's a tough, mean guy, and I think Zach Kerr is that way. I thought Leary was the nastiest guard in free agency, you know, and Watson's a big, big, tough guy also. You know, so, yeah, absolutely. Big and mean works.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.